Hey, welcome back to the Life Sculptors Podcast. It is season two of the podcast. I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm saying season two, right? Took a great break during the holidays just to kind of refresh and refocus and all the things. I ate all the stuff I wanted to eat, did all the things I wanted to do. It was great. And here we are in this new year. I've had a birthday since then, and so just celebrating it. And let me tell you something. One of the other great things that's happening is I am writing a book. Yes. Oh, man. Developing a Durable Mind. It is coming to you soon. I am very close to completion, and I can't wait. I will be getting you information about, you know, how you can get your hands on it and when it's coming out and all those good things. It's coming soon. And oh my gosh, I cannot wait for you to see it and get your hands on it and be a part of the journey with me. And it's just so great. It's so great. Listen, you know what we do on this podcast, right? We read books and we talk about life. That's what we do. We read children's books and we talk about life. Y'all, I came up on this book and it is so much fun, and ooh, there is so much depth and stuff to it. It's called The Imposter by Kelly Collier. The Imposter by Kelly Collier. Let's do something. Come on. Here we go. Skunk had been alone forever, and he did not like it. Sometimes he wished he were a dog. I mean, everyone loves dogs. And he couldn't shake the feeling that he was meant to be loved too. Some animals, they just have it all. Others don't realize how lucky they are. Silly Max. Who would run away from a family, Skunk wondered as he stumbled across a missing dog ad hanging on a pole. But that gave him an idea. How hard could it be to be Max? He started pretending. Woof, woof, woof. I'm Max, the missing dog. Woof, 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 he said to a squirrel. The squirrel was like, you don't look or sound anything like Max, Skunk says. Oh. Then the other animals get to talking. Squirrel says, that skunk is pretending to be Max. A cat says, who would ever want to be a dog? The raccoon says, it's got to be better than being a skunk. Woohoo. And although with some help, I bet he could pull it off. Cat says, true. says the skunk. Pardon me, but I bet you three are very clever. Maybe you could help me become Max. We are very clever, said the raccoon. If we help, what's in it for us, says the squirrel. There's always one, right? Bragging rights, said the skunk. A stunt like this would be epic, said the squirrel. All right, we'll help, but you'll have to listen to everything we say. I would have done it for a slice of pizza, said the raccoon. The skunk would have done anything, if it meant finally getting a family of his own. Raccoon, squirrel, and cat got to work. This skunk stripe has got to go. And so Raccoon painted it all black. An old sock glove and belt earring will do the trick. Those socks became ears. That belt and earring became the collar and name tag. Perfect, said the raccoon. Now, that you look like Max. You need to act like Max, said the squirrel. Skunk learned how to roll over, bury a bone, and ask for belly rubs. Raccoon says, "It's all in the eyes." "Don't forget to wag your tail. Max is always happy, happy, happy," says the cat. Finally, Skunk was ready. "It's showtime," said the squirrel. "Hmm," said Skunk. "I'm having second thoughts." "But we covered everything, Skunk. What could go wrong?" "It's not that. I just wonder if Max was so happy, why did he run away?" Skunk asked. "Oh, man. I doubt he ran away. Max is probably just lost," said Squirrel, as he rings the doorbell to the family's house. "Wait, Max is lost," said Skunk. And Skunk's heart sunk. Then Skunk started to feel something else. His stomach flipped and flopped. His jaw began to jitter and he started to sweat. Skunk gulped. He knew this feeling well. "Guys? What's wrong, Skunk?" As they're hiding behind the bush, he's standing in front of the door trembling. Skunk wiggled and jiggled and scooched in circles. Someone at the other side of the door said, "Coming!" "I don't recall Max doing this," said the raccoon. "I think we overlooked one very important detail," Skunk cried. He had to get away. But just as he turned to run, "Hello," said the person at the door. The front door swung open and Skunk blew his cover. Poof! He sprayed her. "Oh my gosh. Ah!" says the woman. Skunk scurried off. "Wait up, Skunk. We can fix your disguise and try again," said the squirrel. "Yep. Up until you sprayed Max's family, you were very convincing," said the raccoon. "In my opinion, dogs would be much more interesting if they could spray," said the cat. Skunk just sniffed. "All I wanted was a family of my own, but I don't want to steal one," said Skunk. "I need to make this right. I need to fix the real and find the real Max." "This was all about finding a family?" said Raccoon. "Oh, poor Skunk." Squirrel says, "We can help you find Max. We are great detectives." "It'll be perfect," said Raccoon. Skunk and the gang scoured the city for Max. They looked high and low. They asked Owl and Pigeon and Rabbit. And then it took some time, but Max! They found him over by a garbage can. Skunk got the real Max home to his family. His family was like, "Max!" And so the friends said, "Let's celebrate with pizza." And finally, Skunk found a family of his own. What a fun story. Imposter. Oh my gosh. Question. Have you ever felt alone? Like, it can be like time is standing still as you try to navigate these feelings of loneliness. Like, it's like an emotional or relational desert. And along the way, you get fooled by the mirage of acceptances by others because you begin to show up and you begin to get enticed into this false sense of security because they seem to be accepting who they want you to be and not who you really are. This mirage, it's based on this narrative that you tell yourself that what I need to be okay, I don't have. It's a fear of not being enough. It's a fear, right? And that fear doesn't have to be the truth for us to experience it. man, do you know that there are some things that we're afraid of that are not true? But we believe them anyhow? And sometimes in our attempt to find some connection to quench this thirst of loneliness, we settle for being what we believe others will accept us to be. Yep. And there's the storyline we tell ourselves, the narrative, the conversation we have with ourselves is that we are not enough. And we conclude that it's better to be an acceptable counterfeit than it is to be a rejected original. Let me say that again. We believe that it's better to be an accepted counterfeit than it is to be a rejected original. Oh my gosh. And so the question is, what are the character traits that you have made acceptable in order to be received and belong to others, but they are in compromise of your core values? You've done this in order to soothe your lonely and desperate heart. Are the things you've accepted as measures of success serving your life well? See, yeah, there's just nothing wrong with our desire to belong. To belong. There's nothing wrong with that desire to belong. That gnawing, aching feeling in your soul that there's more than what you have been living, it isn't an error message that points to a design flaw. However, it does point to an error in the system function. What you talking about, sir? It's that we settle. We settle for being imposters because we don't feel like we have the resources or the skills to appropriately meet the need to belong. Sometimes we accept imposters into our life because we're trying to gain acceptance, and other times we are the imposters. Skunks. Friends were okay with him pretending to be something he was not. They co-signed it, painting his skunk stripe black, and giving him fake ears and a dog collar and teaching him how to act like a dog when he was really a skunk. They were okay with him fooling this family, pretending, deceiving this family, simply so he could belong. Okay. The etymology of the word imposter comes from a French word that means to inflict and to deceive. Yeah, that part, right? And so the modern day word that we use is catfish. Yes, catfish, right? Catfish is when somebody's pretending to be something that they're not in order to gain some advantage or something from you. It's typically used as a term that we describe someone in a dating app who pretends to be and look like someone else or have some kind of life, but then when you really get to meet them in person, they are nothing like it. You've been catfished. Oh, when we show up as anything other than our most authentic self, we are catfishing the world. See, you thought catfish was something someone did to you, but in reality, it is also what we do to others. Oh, imposter syndrome is what we call it. It's the belief that your success is undeserved and not legitimately achieved as a result of your own skills and hard work. As a matter of fact, those suffering from imposter syndrome, they blame themselves for all the mistakes and they take no credit for any of the success. And it is driven by the fear that somebody's going to find out that I'm a fraud. And I really believe that there's an element of envy functioning behind our desire to be something or someone else. See, Skunk in the story envied Max the dog's life. Like he's like, dogs get families and they get accepted. They get treated differently than skunks. The truth of the matter is they do, because skunks do things that dogs don't do, like spray. Yeah, but Skunk was pretending to be something he was not, because he wanted something that he believed someone else had. You remember, envy is about wanting something someone else has, while and it is based on the value that we put on the other person or the group of people or the things. I want what you have, or I don't want you to have it. I have placed you in a superior category than myself. See, and so when we look at the lives of others and we determine that they have something that we don't have, that they're happier, that they're more successful, that they have more friends than we have, that they have anything more than what we have that makes their life better than ours, it's because we have determined, like the skunk, that we are not enough. But wait, right? And so I could pretend to be someone else that I'm not, right? And that's familiar to us, right? That's catfished. Or sometimes I'm pretending like everything is okay when it's not. That too is a catfish.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Like, an example is when we look at some people's social media presence. Oh my gosh. They want others to believe things about their lives. That their life is better than the life that they're projecting is really better than the one that they're living. There's got to be some congruency between what you put out there in social media and what you're really living. It's why we're struggling as a world, because there's a lack of authenticity. And see, what if Max the dog isn't missing because he somehow got out of the house and can't get back in? Like, what if Max has left the house because, although he appeared happy, as the cat said, he really was lost in the house because of how he was mistreated? Like, have you ever been lost in your own skin? Or you're in a relationship with others, but you don't really feel connected? And you don't know how to get out? You'll pretend like everything is okay. What if we are catfishing others who think we're okay when we're not? In either case, right, we have two main characters. We have the skunk, and we have Max the dog. One is very vocal about his struggle, and the other is silent. But maybe they're both imposters. Both suffer from a lack of freedom. Whenever I have to pretend to be something that I'm not, I lack freedom. Oh, man. Okay. And where there is a lack of freedom, you know what's going to arise? conflict. Yeah. My wife and I have this saying. We say, whenever there's conflict, somebody is not experiencing freedom. Yep. Yep. And yep. Okay. Okay. There's a gentleman, his name is Adiello Aleo. And I probably jacked up his name, and I'm so sorry if you're watching this and you hear it. I'm so sorry for messing up your name. Adiello Aleo, I think is how you say it. And here's what he says. Real connection thrives on authenticity, not availability. That's so good. It's so good. Right? Real authenticity thrives on connection. Like, I have the space to be who I am. That I get to say yes to you or no to you, and I don't lose you. Sometimes we suffer from imposter syndrome because we are occupying spaces that we are not called to be in. If I can't be authentically me, then maybe I'm not supposed to be in with you. Oh, man. There's a Dr. Valerie Young who's done some research about imposter syndrome. And so she says there are five main types of imposters. And I'd like to share them with you real quick. The first one is the perfectionist. Yes, the perfectionist, right? Their primary focus is how they can do things perfectly. And when they can't do them perfectly, they avoid trying new things because they believe that if you can't do them perfectly the first time, you just don't do it. And then there is, number two, the natural genius. The natural genius, they spent their whole life doing things, learning things, picking up on skills rather easily. And then when they face difficulty, they think that this is an issue with their competence and they think they're a fraud. Because they believe that competent people should be able to handle things without difficulty. Imposter. Okay. Then there's the rugged individualist or a soloist. And as the name suggests, you're the person who thinks you can handle everything by yourself. That you can't achieve success dependent on others. What? And so if you have to depend on others, you consider yourself unworthy. Like asking somebody for help or support. Oh, man, it means that somehow you are not enough. And the fourth one is the expert. This is a person who just has to research something ad nauseum before they engage with it. So much so that they don't even have enough time to complete the thing that they are supposed to be completing because they spend so much time needing to know everything about everything before they do anything. Here's the last one, the superhero, right? And they link their competence to their ability to succeed in every role in their life. And so if they don't succeed at a role in their life, then there's something wrong. They're inadequate. As a matter of fact, right, they push themselves to the limit. Oh my gosh, expending as much energy as possible in every role. To the point that they're exhausted. And they might think they're doing everything they could do and still think, I should be doing more. Like, this should be easier. Okay, you heard them, right? The perfectionist, the natural genius, the rugged individualist, the expert, and the superhero. All of those are imposters. Because I'm expending energy to try to convince you that I'm something that I'm not. I'm telling you right now that we are all dependent. We don't like to hear it because there's a generation of folk who have been raised to say you pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Like, you could do that on your own. Everybody should be able to do it on their own. I'm telling you that there's no person who experienced success in their life outside of community. No one goes it alone and succeeds. We all need each other. I'm just saying. And so might I suggest, right, some ways to kind of consider dealing with your imposter syndrome? First, I need you to acknowledge your feelings, like really dig into this is what I'm feeling like. There's a reason why I do what I do, why I show up the way I show up. Acknowledge those feelings. Don't ignore feelings. I promise you, if you ignore feelings, they're going to show up some way. The feelings that we ignore manifest themselves in our lives in different ways. So don't ignore your feelings. Acknowledge them. And here's the other thing. Build connections. Yeah, I mean, you've heard me say it before. You need connections with other people. I need folk that I can ask for help from, that I can get support from. There are some people who know some things that I don't know that are going to help me achieve the thing I'm trying to achieve. And every time I don't ask them for help, I cut myself off from help. What? And then challenge your doubts. Challenge your thoughts. Like, I keep telling y'all, you are not at the mercy of your feelings and thoughts. Like, sometimes your thinking is irrational, and it's okay for you to challenge it. It's okay for you to be wrong. And you being wrong doesn't mean that there's that there's something faulty with you or fraudulent with you. You and I can't know everything. We need other people to know things. And that brings us to this last one. Please. And like we're in 2025. I need for you this year to stop comparing yourself to others. Like just because they have that many followers or likes doesn't mean that they're better at it. It doesn't even mean that they're okay. Sometimes we compare ourselves to others, right? Because we just think that they got it right. And I'm just telling you, they're a human being. And human beings get it wrong all the time. Because it's what it means to be human. And your perfection is not going to gain you greater acceptance. So here we are. Oh, man. Skunk realized that he was taking something from Max in his attempt to gain something for himself. I would often tell the people that I was working with, particularly the children that I was leading, is that you don't have fun at the expense of someone else. Like if your fun, if what you're doing is hurting someone else, then you should probably do something else. I'm telling you, every moment that you are pretending to be someone else, you are not just deceiving, but you're inflicting some pain. You're inflicting some misfortune on someone else and on yourself. So this is what we're going to do this year. This year, we're going to work hard and accept ourselves as being enough. I refuse to be an imposter. And sometimes people ask me to do something, and when I don't know how to do it, I feel like an imposter. And I have to talk myself off the ledge. I have to tell myself, bro, it's okay. Listen, man. How would you know how to do that? And they don't even expect you to know how to do it. It's okay for you to not know how to do it and learn how to do it. So much good here, y'all. The imposter. Ah, y'all see it. That skunk right there trying to pretend to be a dog. Y'all, just be who you are. Because guess what? You're enough. I'm Dante Poole, man. This is the Life Sculptor Podcast. Welcome to season 2, y'all. So many good things, man. I can't wait to continue conversations with you. Again, be on the lookout for the book. It's coming. And if this is helping you, like it, share it, subscribe, share it with somebody else so that they can get in this conversation too. I look forward to our next conversation. See ya.
Mm-hmm.